The next patient is Jacqueline Engstrom. The last name is E-N-G-S-T-R-O-M. Jacqueline, J-A-C-K, G-A-C-Q-U-E-L. Jacqueline's G-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. Type 1 diabetic that is 64 years old, that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has gained body weight from 185 went to 187. And apparently she has been using alcoholic drinks that those are changes that were present. Comes here for a follow-up. In the laboratory workup that was done on February the 28th, the serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 34, the estimated GFR is 36. The serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, the potassium is 4.8. This patient doesn't have alteration in the liver function test. The striking finding is the dramatic increase from 500 to 2,246 protein creatinine ratio. The changes were increasing the blood pressure, increasing the body weight, increasing the consumption of alcohol. And the primary change, the administration of irbesartan from 300 to 150, and the reason was the blood pressure was decreased. Period. At this point, and we have to make the drastic changes. She is a type 1 diabetic. We cannot use the SGLT2 inhibitors. I am going to use the irbesartan, 300 milligrams. I'm going to split the dose, 150 in the morning, 150 in the evening. And the second attempt is the use with spironolactone, with keeping in mind that not only the ARB irbesartan, but the administration of Kerendia could increase the potassium. We're going to use spironolactone every other day, and we are going to monitor the potassium very closely. The first BMP will be done in March 18. The patient was explained about the need to change the lifestyle now. Number two, arterial hypertension that was discussed above. Number three, the patient is no longer anemic. Number four, the diabetes mellitus has been under control. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. Following number, vitamin D supplementation. Following number, the lipid panel with the serum cholesterol 146, HDL is 109, and LDL is 27, triglycerides 36, questionable. Period. Uric acid, next line. Next number, uric acid is 6.4. Following number, the patient has a TSH, T3, and T4 that are with a normal limit. Following number, the B12 is 749. Following number, folate is 20. The patient is going to be evaluated in 2 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face and making all the changes that we discussed above. I spent 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.